Season four, isn't it?
Should be.
Is that okay there? Well, good morning, everyone. I haven't done this for quite some time, and then some things I'd like to talk about today, and I'm gonna bore you with questions. I'm gonna drill you with questions. In this story, there's 30-some questions. And for those that have pen and paper, if you feel like it, or if you can, if you can't write fast enough, maybe just put a question mark. And as I read this story, I read it probably 10 times or more. And it really struck me, because where am I at with all these questions? This pertains to my age on down to the young people, children. So I got a story to read. First of all, the question, well, there's going to be four different parts, if you want to put it that way. Where do we spend most of our energy? We all have energy, so where do we spend most of our energy? Where are my priorities? So when we have a lot of energy, where do we put that energy, and what priorities? What is my loyalty and obedient level? If we'd have a thermometer and we'd check each one's loyalty and obedient level, I wonder where it would come. Low, high, or maybe just right. Lastly, who is my master? So, some things to consider. Who is our master? And as I read this story, you will probably recognize. In other words, who are we following? So this story, it's about a father and a son. I picture it in a village or a small town, and they were going to church. Well, they got to the church and the doors were open. And so they went in and sat down. His 5-year-old son, his name is Chucky. Chucky is his name. So they sat down on the benches, and as they were sitting there, Chucky's little puppy come along. He found the doors open, and he come in there, and he sat down beside him, or on the floor. Chucky, his little puppy, his name is Skippy. Said he followed us. Finding the church doors wide open, he came in. So I reached down, I placed my hand on the puppy's head. He lay quietly at my feet, unnoticed by others. All went well until the choir rose to sing. Then the puppy wandered over to the pulpit and began sniffing all about. I leaned down to my son and I whispered to him to leave by the side aisle, certain that the Skippy would follow him. The puppy peeked through the spokes of the prayer rail. My mind went to the old church here. We all remember the prayer rail. Picture the puppy up there, peeking through the spokes, the spindles. Watch Chucky go until he reached the door. Then putting his front paw on the prayer rail, his ears went up, and with a joyous yip, he left the rail and bounded down the aisle to follow Chucky home. My embarrassment was quickly relieved when our kind elderly pastor smiled and said to the startled congregation, "Would that we were also eager to follow our master." And that's where the title comes. So who are we following? So the first part is, who is my master? Or that's the last part, I'm sorry. Matthew 4:18 through 20 says, "And Jesus said, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And straightway they left their nets and followed him." My thought was, what all would we drop and just let to the side and start following Christ? What would it take? Is there something that we want to hang on to, or can we drag it with us? This story illustrates an important virtue, eagerness to follow the master. No, this is not a personal account, but it is a feel-good story of loyalty and obedience. A dog is often alluded to as a man's best friend. Much of it is due to devotions and obedience of a well-trained dog and kindness of the master. Probably the majority of you in here had dogs or still have dogs. And most of you children, you probably have your little favorites, and sometimes you take them out and they follow you around like your shadow. They know what fun they have. At the voice of the master, a dog will take off running or return to his master and sit at his feet, eagerly waiting his next instruction. The master will often pat the dog's head and offer a word of appreciation. So if you are a dog owner, it isn't difficult to get the picture of a heartfelt relationship between the two. So, everybody ready for the questions? I said I'm going to bore you with questions. And these questions really struck my heart. Paralleling the thought with the spiritual, we need to first of all determine who our master is. Is it God? Is he my best friend? Is he the one to whom I give my priorities? I think Willie said something about priorities this morning. Where's our priorities? Or is my master the God of sports and entertainment? Is it music or videos? People get asked sometimes from, we call it the outsider, "You don't have television?" And you say, "Well, no, we wouldn't. We don't have television." But I had to think, is there much difference between a 2x3? There's no difference. We do have television. So what do we stick our eyes to? What do we put our eyes on? Does that become our master? Is it hunting or skiing? Is it our vehicles or houses? Is it our job? Where and on what do I spend the most time and energy? And on what do I spend the most money? God, our Creator, with detail that we are not to have any other gods between us and Him. So the question comes as to how are we faring? Does God get my priority? Does He get my leftover time or premium hours of my day? Is He frequently crowded out? Or maybe even completely missed? What is my devotion to Him like? Those are all very profound questions. Matthew 16, 24 through 26, then Jesus said unto His disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross, his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? There's nothing that we would have big enough, expensive enough, that we could exchange for our soul. Christ did so much for us, no earthly thing is worth running after. Secondly, we ask the question as to who and what gets my energy. Some young boys have a lot of energy. They can just run and jump, volleyball, basketball. So much energy can go into that. And that's good. And we don't want to just sit around and get lazy. Do I even have energy for the things God sees as priority? Does our agenda line up with God's agenda? How is our prayer and devotion time? These questions are really, they're profound just in my own life, just like, how much time do I spend meditating for a half hour, 45 minutes, or an hour just on the things of God? Am I interested in helping Him and His vision for the souls of men? Do I fall asleep and become bored when the talk shifts to things of the spiritual nature? Where is my energy? How much do I have? Does my level of energy perhaps show or give a clue as to the gods who may be trying to control my heart? Does my excitement for the things of God spur me on to help others in their spiritual journey? Sometimes we just say, I'm just too tired. Just don't feel like it. When somebody is maybe struggling in their spiritual walk, not enough energy to encourage you. So, Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, be therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and gave Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Does our energy come from our love for our master? As I reflect upon my memories of dogs, I see an energy level that doesn't quit. Like I said, most of you that had little puppies, little dogs, if you see them out in the kennel, they're just constantly back and forth, jumping and just going around in circles. The energy just does not quit. They run and jump. They go in circles, trying to catch their tails and their tongue hanging out. It is a picture of energy and motivation. So what is our energy level? Do we feel like giving up? My thoughts went to the Israelites when they left Egypt. How many times did they just feel like giving up? They murmured and complained when the Egyptians coming after them. They murmured because they were sick of manna. They wanted meat. They didn't have water. They murmured and complained. They asked Moses, or told Moses, they just brought us out here to die. We want to go back. Do we feel like giving up? Thirdly, we come to the loyalty and obedience factor. How important are my master's instructions? Do I take them seriously? We got a whole Bible full of instructions. It's pretty easy just to lightly read them. And we just close the book. So, how serious do we take them? Am I committed to following Jesus like the puppy followed the boy? Am I ready to go on command? Or do I falter and think of all kinds of excuses? Where is my loyalty for Christ and the church? Do I grow weary and tired of following His commands? Do I try to make my own rules? It's just question upon question. I ask myself these. Or does obedience to His commands give me a peace and contentment, knowing that I have followed the wishes of my Master, and in doing so, our hearts are united, have united. John 10:27-30. My sheep know my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. So may we be one with our Master. Yes, I would that we all be so eager to follow the Master's. Hearts aflame, joy unspeakable, energy abounding, His alone. May our desire be to proclaim His name to the world around us. May we declare His grace and mercy as grateful receivers and trumpet the praise and love and adoration to Him. May we adopt the vision He has given. And may we carry upon our shoulders, the desire to do good to one and all. John 12, 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. These are words of Christ. Let's follow Jesus. So the question remains, where do we spend most of our energy? Where are my priorities? What is my loyalty and obedient level? Lastly, who is my master? What God are we serving? Romans 14:19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, things wherewith one may edify another. Jesus, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Almighty, the Everlasting, the Prince of Peace. Let us sing, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. May we not be ashamed of our Savior and invite the whole world to praise him with us. Follow Jesus. Think of the fishermen. When Jesus said, follow me, they just dropped everything and went. James and John, they left their father in a boat. Zebedee, they just left him, and they went to follow Jesus. It shouldn't be hard. So that's my encouragement. Like I said, these questions were pretty touching for me. So God bless you.